Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, Heroes of Our Faith, Overcoming and Conquering.
Yeah, Hebrews chapter number 10, amen, verse 32 through 39, and then verse 1, 2, and 3. Amen. One more time, when you have the word, say, I have the word. All right, I'll read it for your hearing. It says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly while you was made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them who that were so used. For you have compassion of me in my bonds, and you took joyful to the spoiling of your goods, not knowing of yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. Let me read that again. This is one of Apostle Paul's signature statements. He says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. That word perdition in the Greek, it means sin. It means missing the mark. It means falling away. It says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders attain a good report. By what? By faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, I'm inserting that, for by faith, that's the it there, for by faith the elders attained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by the things which do appear. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. For a few moments today, I want to talk from a subject propelled forward by faith. Do me a favor, catch somebody by the hand if you don't mind. Say, neighbor, I'm about to be propelled forward by our faith. Propelled forward by our faith. Father, thank you for sowing the word in my heart to minister. As I minister, God, make me an oracle, Lord. Let me speak your truth that it will be like apples of gold, Lord, in pitchers of silver. Give us ears to hear, Lord, that we can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, God. Lord, I'm learning more and more that this is a faith journey. We cannot walk by sight. We must walk by faith, Lord. So now speak, Lord, because you said faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Lord, speak today that our faith would grow and our faith would expand and our faith would enlarge and it would become so much part of our lives, God, that we can, oh God, do the impossible, Lord. Speak, Lord, that it will, oh God, affect our faith, Lord. And when our faith has been enhanced at the greatest level, we will then move to dimensions unknown, Lord. There's a work that you want to do in the earth, Lord, and it's going to be done by the body of Christ, the people of the Most High God. And the only way, God, we're going to be participants of that work, God, is that we have to be people of faith, Lord. And we understand, Lord, that faith works by love. So keep our love walk together, Lord. Don't let any evil malice be in our heart, Lord. Don't let any contentionness be in our heart, Lord. But Lord, let us complete the great commandments that you said, that we love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and then we love our neighbors as ourselves, Lord, so that our faith will work, Lord. Thank you, Father, for what you'll say today, Lord. I'm convinced faith can take us somewhere. I'm convinced faith can do a work. I'm convinced that it is faith that will propel us forward. So as I speak today, God, let me make it plain, let me make it simple, that even the youngest child will understand what it is I'm saying. And as you do that, I'll be careful to give your name the glory. I'll be careful to give your name name the praise. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Propelled forward by our faith. I'm going to give you 4 or 5 proclamations. And then I'm going to give you a little bit of introduction of the book of Hebrews. And then I'm going to give you applicable points that would bring meaning, amen, to what it is that we've just studied, amen, for the last, amen, few moments while we're together. All right, so there's going to be 4 or 5 proclamations. Then there's going to be a little bit of historical account of the book of Hebrews. And then I'm going to give you, amen, 3 points that would give us application for today's meaning of what this writer was talking about, amen, in the first century. All right. So what are the declarations? Number one, we are exiting out of the season of merely surviving. We are exiting out of the season merely of surviving. We've endured, we've maintained through it all. Some of us have had great tests of faith. Anybody under the sound of my voice been through a test of faith? Amen. We've had great tests of faith. We've had cruel persecutions, and we've even gone through some things that we don't have words to explain what it is that we went through, but we've endured. Somebody say with me real loud, but we endured. We've endured. We've endured. We've survived, but now it's time to exit out of survival mode. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's time to exit out of survival mode. Come to somebody say, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Anybody ready to get out of survival mode? Well, I believe that the prophetic, and you stay right there where you are holding, and I won't preach long. I believe the prophetic ministry is now, amen, giving us access to get out of what we've been in. So go ahead and declare, I'm getting out of survival mode. Come on, put your hand on your head and say, let me stop thinking about surviving. And let me begin to believe for thriving. Some of us have gone through and endured great tests of faith. Some of us have endured cruel persecution. I often say this, and I don't think we really understand it. We have no idea of what the person sitting beside us have been through in the last 24 hours, in the last, amen, 24 days, in the last. We have no idea. We just assume because of their cute look, their nice little hairdo they got going on, that sharp suit that's popping. We just think they've always had it together. And the national news is showing us that people don't have it together like we think they have it together. Tell your neighbor, I've been through some stuff. But tell them I've endured and I've endured. All right, so declaration number one, we are exiting out of the season of surviving. So come on, go ahead and put it in the atmosphere. Say, I'm exiting out of the season of surviving. Declaration number two, however, although we're exiting out, amen, us still being here is no longer satisfying us. Me just being here is no longer satisfying me. And I'm talking about the status we are in life. I'm talking about the position we are in with God. I'm talking about where we walked in the dimension. Anybody feel what I'm saying here? That ain't satisfying me no more. I'm starting to sense that I got a hunger and thirst, and some of the hunger and thirst that I have, I can't really explain what it is that I'm hungering for. Have you ever gone to the kitchen to get something to eat, and you done tested 3-4 things, and you say, nah, that ain't what I want? Sometimes we are hungering and we're thirsting for what we don't really have words to explain yet. But we know right here, this don't satisfy us. We know that there is something that we haven't ascertained, but we're close enough to it that if we keep searching, we're going to find it. Come on, say it with me real loud. If I keep searching, I'm going to find what I'm hungering and thirsting for. What we're hungering and thirsting for is overcoming and conquering. There's some stuff that we want to put in our past forever. this going to resonate with some of you later on. For some of us, there is some stuff that we want to put in our past that it's put in our past forever. So it don't come up in another season. So we don't see the residue of it in our children. So we don't start thinking because something happened, here we go again. And that's called overcoming and conquering. There's some stuff that we want to put in our past forever. Romans told us how to do it. It says we are counted as sheep for the slaughter, but in naying all these things, we are more than. Stop right there. We are more than. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you're more than. You're more than. Aren't we so glad that we are more than our failures? Aren't we so glad that we are more than our bank accounts over here? Should have said amen. Aren't we so glad that we are more than our, amen, family name that might be negative? We are more than we could have ever imagined. How do I move to satisfaction? One of the ways I do it is I begin to realize that I'm more than. Third declaration. It is going to be a now faith that declares that we are greater. It is going to be a now faith that causes us to rise up and declare that we are greater. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But it's going to be a now faith that declares that we are greater. And we are so great that possibly now there may be coming a double portion. I'm talking to people that's going to move beyond surviving. And y'all give me about 10 minutes and I'm going to preach and we're going to all go home. I'm talking about a people that's going to step into the dimension of conquering. I'm talking to a people that's going to step into a dimension of overcoming. A faith now might be telling us that there is a greater, and the greater is going to be a double portion. You needed to be with me Friday night. Our now faith is going to tell us that there is something greater. And that which is greater, that is waiting for us, is a double portion. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you might not know this, but there's been a double portion waiting for you to get here. You're supposed to put hallelujah on the end of that. Whenever we talk about a double portion, we have to ascertain it by great faith. But whenever we come to a double portion, when you study 2 Kings, it is always something that the prophetic described as a hard thing. But if you meet the conditions, it's a hard thing, but if you meet the conditions. Come on, do me a favor. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, what you've been waiting for, it is a hard thing. Tell them, but you have met the conditions. Oh, God. Declaration number four, I believe with all of my heart, this is a time of release of a double portion. I believe with all of my heart, it's time. I got a call from a prophet that I trust, and the prophet said in my ear, watch what happens after the seventh month. Oh, God. And I can't go there, but come on, tell your neighbor's neighbor, after the seventh month, after the seventh month. I don't know if you guys know, this is the sixth month. And when the person said it to me, I don't even know if they realized how prophetic they were speaking to me, that we've made it to the sixth, so why in God's name would I quit now? I done came out of all of that. Why would I stop now? I done survived through what appeared to be the worst and what should have killed me. Why that now I got breath to be? Why would I stop now? Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, wait till after the seventh month. Wait till after the seventh month. I believe with all of my heart, and I'm all state, guys, that it is now time for the manifestation of prophecies and promises that we've been believing God for. You guys remember what God spoke to us, amen, at the first of this year? This possibly could be our greatest year ever. Did we really think that we would get a word like that and then we would just go into smooth sailing? The Bible told us that when the word is sown, immediately the enemy comes for the word. But I got news for me. He came, but he ain't take the word. And I'm like Travis Green now. Lord, I still believe. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, do you still believe? There's promises and there's prophecies. There's things that have been spoken over us that I believe with all of my heart. Things that have transcribed, they happen to drive what we were believing God for out of us. I believe with all of my heart, God speaks to us, whether it's rhema or whether it's logo. Rhema means he lifted it out of the text. Logos mean it is part of the text, all right? God says something to us, and it resonates with us, and we believe God for it. And when that happens, stuff start happening that is trying to get that out of our heart, out of our head, out of our, amen, atmosphere, that we start thinking, wow, that could never happen. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. So the enemy tries to take the word out of us, and we are God, and we have to keep reminding ourselves of what God said. Y'all didn't say nothing, so I'm going to say that again. We have to keep reminding ourselves, especially when the enemy is on every side, especially when the enemy is chittering and chattering, especially when the enemy is causing things to happen that we can't explain. We have to remind ourselves of what God said. Do you still remember what he told you? If you're not careful, life will make you forget what God told you. One or two incidents on our job, and we can't even remember what we learned in Bible study. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing. Don't let nothing go wrong with the children. We can't even remember the last two sermons that our pastor preached. Or don't let nothing drastic happen. We can't remember what we read in the Bible. We can't remember what the Bible says. Lord, let me get myself together. But don't forget, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness that has the ability to cast thoughts. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We wrestling against something that has the ability to cast imaginations. We have something that has the ability to affect the atmospheres. And every now and then, you got to remind yourself what God said. He said, I'm healed. He said, I'm whole. He said, I'm above only. He said that I'm blessed in the city, in the field. Blessed when I come, when I go. Every now and then, you got to remind yourself what God said. Don't forget, he said, you fearfully and you wonderfully made. I believe with all of my time, it's a time of release. It's a time of double portion. I believe with all of my heart, it's a time for God bringing to pass, amen, that which he said, amen. The most profound, I got a question for you, and you can ponder this for a few moments, but don't stay there too long, amen. The best thing that you would want God to do, what if he said, I'd do it about July, August? What if he said, I'm going to do it, and you really believed it? You'd be dancing around this church. You be running home talking about when is Tuesday coming up? When is Thursday coming up? When is next month coming up? When June gonna be over? But because we don't believe it, we don't look forward to tomorrow. And we got to do, amen, we got to do what the psalm writer, and I'm getting ahead of myself, y'all. We got to start singing and declaring him. I still believe, Lord. I don't care what it look like, God. I still believe, oh God. My body's racking in pain right now, but I still believe you are my healer. My money, I don't know what's going on with it, but you are still my Jireh. I don't know what's going on with my family, but you going to say mama, dad, sister, brother, aunt, and uncle, and they are not beyond redemption. Every now and then, you got to remind yourself what God said. If you don't remind yourself, it will escape you. Because the enemy have the ability to cast thoughts. Because the enemy have the ability to cast imagination. Because the enemy has the ability to affect atmospheres. If you're not careful, don't get me wrong here. Hear what I'm going to say. If you're not careful, you talking devil talk. Ain't going to make it. That's devil talk. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you gonna make it. You gonna make it. I don't know how this thing gonna work out. You know how it's gonna work out. It's gonna work out like God said. God is not a man that he should lie. I feel like preaching now, y'all. Neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he gonna do it. So you do know how this gonna turn out. I don't know what's gonna become of my children. I do know what's gonna become of my children. They gonna become lawyers and doctors, and they gonna be propellers of the gospel. They gonna be, y'all ain't saying nothing. They gonna be great athletes. I know how this thing gonna turn out. I still believe. I'll say this again, and I gotta go ahead and finish, y'all. I believe with all my time, this is the time of release. High five somebody. Come on, tell them, say it's the time of release. Oh God. Come on, tell somebody else it's the time of release. It's the time of release. Can I go ahead and work it out, amen, for a few minutes? Come on, high five somebody else, say it's the time of release. You done endured, you done survived, you done gone through hell and high waters, you done been under the waters and under the fires, and you think you came through all of that just to experience life at normal? I don't think so. God's about to release us. I thought somebody said, it's time for my release, it's time for my release. And I'm talking about release into the double portion. You think life been good? Wait till after the seventh month. God, come on, tell somebody, wait till after the seventh month. Prophetic declaration number 5. And then I'll get into, amen, introducing Hebrews real lightly. And then I'll give you 3 points. Work with me, Sydney. And I might make 12, 15, 12, 20 today. Work with me. All right. Work with me. So if these declarations are true, and I believe they're true, it's a time of release. If now faith is at work, if we are now moving where what is present not satisfying us, if we are exiting out of the season of merely surviving, then what must we do? I'll give you very clearly. We must look to what the author of Hebrews said, amen, to the Jewish believers during his day. We must look to what the author of Hebrews said to the believers of the Jewish day. Mm-hmm. Because when we pick up the book of Hebrews, the epistle is designed. It is very evident that he was trying to inform the minds and strongly confirm the judgment of the Hebrews of the transcendent excellency of the gospel above the law. He was trying to take them from the ceremonies of the law to the excellence of the gospel. And the problem that the author was facing, they were wedded to something that they had a hard time letting go. If you're going to get the greater, if you're going to get the double portion, there's something you got to let go. I'm going to say that again. If you're going to get the greater, if you're going to get the double portion, there's something that you possibly got to let it go. In the book of Hebrews, the Jewish believers, they were wedded to their customs and their ceremonies and their phylacteries and their robes and their customs and all the things that made them uniquely Jewish believers. And Apostle Paul steps on the scene and said, all that stuff that you wedded to is fading away. Isn't it something that when we, amen, have been walking for a while and then God said, now let that go. That's the law. But I'm trying to connect you with the gospel. I'm trying to remove the old leaven so the bread arise. The writer was trying to persuade these Hebrews that they now needed to have a constant adherence to the Christian faith that they might be preserved in it. He was trying to show them it's not by law, but it's by faith. He said, your law won't help you with your suffering, but your faith will propel you in your suffering. And this is mind-blowing. When I wrote these notes down and I really had to think about it, Apostle Paul, or the writer, he's been accredited, but they give credit to other people. The Apostle Paul, the writer here, he's telling them that Judaism had ended. I don't know if we understand the magnitude of that. This is the stuff they've been believing in for years. This is the stuff that they talked about Abraham, and then they talked about Isaac, and then they got to Moses, giving of the law, amen, nor the prophet. Like, now, wait a minute, you mean what God gave Moses is over? We've hung our hat on what God gave Moses. It is something else, and it is another level of faith when God says, what you hung your hat on, it ain't no good no more. Y'all, I wish y'all would be real today. That takes some time to get yourself together. Wait a minute. You mean them commandments and law? No. This is what's amazing about it. It's no good as it has been, but I'm gonna show you the worth and the value of it. Okay. It was a confirmation that he was telling the Jewish Christians that your Judaism had come to an end, and it had come to an end through Christ. Christ is the whole purpose of the law. So your law is good if it leads you to Christ, but if it leads you to your righteousness, if it leads you to your justification, if it leads you to you being the essence of you, then you miss the purpose of the law. The law was supposed to bring you to Christ. You were supposed to be able to look in the Moses tabernacle and the different things that was placed there. You were supposed to see Christ. You were supposed to look at the temple that David built, and you were supposed to see Christ. Every temple, Solomon's temple, Ezekiel's temple, all was pointing to Christ, and they studied it, and they learned about it, and they put it in their hearts. But when Christ manifested, they saw no Christ. Be careful when what you hang your hat on lead you to another gospel.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.